from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It is not Friday. I wanted to say Friday, but it is Wednesday.
Jeez. You can only be one day off.
Well,
you're not allowed to be 2 days off.
Feeling like, you know, this is NBA draft day, and so we are going straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find Keegan Brown, NBA draft and analytics consultant. Keegan, it's good to have you on with us this morning.
Appreciate it. Great to be on and be able to talk with you guys about the draft coming up.
I want to obviously get into the Hawks with the number one overall pick, but there's been a lot of talk about just this draft class in general. What are your thoughts on this group? Because people haven't had the best things to say, saying it's the weakest class before, you know? So I just want to, what are your thoughts on them?
Yeah, I mean, I think what a lot of people think is kind of once you get to the mid back of the first round, it's a typical kind of draft in terms of talent-wise of what you're expecting, especially even in the second round. It's really just this top five, top 10, where there's really not like one or two guys that are just stick out like a sore thumb talent wise, where they're just a no brainer, got to take them and you can start building your franchise around them. And so with that, there's going to be a lot of variability in this top 10 in terms of which teams are going to take which guy and for what reasons they're taking them, just because everyone has so many different reasons of why they want to take their guy.
How do you construct a championship team in the NBA? It's changed now. You have bigs floating all around the perimeter, shooting threes.
Spacing the floor.
Yes. How do you construct a title contender 1 through 5 and the bit pieces after that?
I mean, the Celtics this year gave a pretty good template, but, I mean, right, it's going to be hard to copy kind of what they do with they have two top 30 wings, and then they traded for three top 50 players in the NBA, so. But, I mean, that's what a lot of teams think of, kind of being able to have those wing-heavy top where you could be able to switch 1 through 5 and be able to just really space the floor, like you guys said. I mean, that's why you saw the Knicks go and grab Bridges yesterday, just so they can start stockpiling wings to match up with the Celtics in the East. And so, but I really do think that the bigs, they're starting to come back a little bit more now, even some [S2] Right. [S1] Of the more traditional kind of rim-protecting, rim-running bigs. Obviously, Wembanyama last year is a bit of an alien, but I think that those guys are starting to come back a little bit as well.
Keegan, I want to get to, obviously, the Hawks and tonight, and then I want an overall pick and everything else in just a second. But I also want to ask you about Mikal Bridges and the trade that went down and everything mm-hmm. that they were given for Mikal Bridges. And one of the first things I did when I see the trade is I'm like, you know, What is he in terms of what Trae Young is, DeJounte Murray? Because there's all these rumors floating around about what the Hawks might do as far as trades around the NBA. Did they pay too much for Mikal Bridges? Is he worth that many first-round picks?
Probably not, honestly. I mean, I think they obviously coveted him just based on the whole Villanova connection and all that, and then keep their guys happy over there. But, I mean, if you kind of look at kind of what Mikal Bridges projects to be over what he's done over the last couple of years and what he kind of projects for, it's like four first-round picks for probably a guy who's never going to be an all-star. He's going to be a really good player in the NBA, but never to be an all-star. Seems like a pretty steep price. And so, like, the Nets did the right thing in moving off of him just because I don't know what you are with Mikal Bridges going forward if he's one of your top two guys. And so, I mean, from the whole KD haul, I mean, they netted a first-round draft pick, so they're trying to reset and reload for the coming decade.
Keegan Brown joining us here at NBA Draft and Analytics Consultant. Keegan, now for the Hawks, the number one overall pick, what do they do with it? what are your thoughts? There's so much circulating now. I know I was trying to make it a simple question, but I mean, you have Alex Saar basically saying, you know, why he does not want to come to Atlanta. He's projected to possibly be the top overall pick. So, I mean, what do you think they end up doing?
I think what they end up taking is the French kid, Richichet. He has, with Star, has probably a pretty high ceiling in terms of kind of what he could possibly do and project to be in the next 3 to 5 years. He's one of those defender spacers, kind of bigs that can kind of be put anywhere on the floor and kind of match up and be versed in lineups. And so that's probably the, and obviously I heard that they had a good workout with him. And so that's probably the most likely pick for them. But honestly, I think probably Klingon is probably their best bet.
Oh, wow.
All right. There's always been some diamonds in the rough and latter first round, second round. Who are a couple of guys that you think could end up being that?
Yeah, I think one guy, and he's actually the last 2 days or so kind of starting to jolt up draft boards a little bit with some positive feedback, Terrence Shannon out of Illinois, after getting his case all cleared up and everything. Like, he's a wing, as these teams are trying to find those type of wings, that has really good processing ability to make quick decisions on hill and starts going. Like, he's dynamic with the ball in his hands and off the ball. And he's an older player too, so I think he could be one. And then also another older player, Jamal Shedd. I was able to see him in person in the Big 12 in one game, and it was unfortunate we couldn't see him in a turnaround because he's a super tough kid, obviously really hard, really tough shot maker. Obviously comes from the Samson program where he's just locked in defensively and can really make opponent guards life miserable. And it has those kind of leadership qualities, being kind of one of the older players. So I think he also could be a really good, you know, late first round, second round.
Keegan, I want to ask you too, and Tiffany kind of hit on it, the whole Alex Saar hasn't worked out for the Hawks. Hey, I trust my representation. Reportedly wants to play for Washington, has more desire to play for Washington, likes to fit more in Washington. But if you were Landry Fields and you were the Hawks brass, would you allow Alex Saar in his representation to talk you out of drafting him? Even if he doesn't want to come here, but you think he's far and away the best player, are you still drafting him if you're the GM?
If Landry Fields believes that he's the top guy by a wide margin over everyone else in this class, I think you can at least take him and use him as an asset to trade him or trade back into the draft, especially if Washington's also dead set, be able to just trade back a spot and pick up something from the Wizards if he's dead set on that. But if it's something where, I mean, if he's relatively there with a couple other players on their board, he's probably just want to just kind of stick with who you think you're going to take instead of kind of taking a gamble on a kid that could get messy.
Visiting with Keegan Brown, NBA draft analyst. Keegan, I guess one of the other questions we have, and it's a way of asking it backwards, who the Hawks are going to draft, but we've kind of kicked around whether or not you would want to, if you're the Hawks, draft somebody that has an immediate impact in year one or maybe has a better long-term projection. If you are drafting a guy to help you in year one, and let's just say that, you know, you extend Jalen Johnson, Trae Young stays around, you try to find a suitor for DeJounte Murray, but who helps the Hawks most immediately? And I know you mentioned Donovan Klingon, but who is the guy that in year one could change things for some of these franchises?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think it's probably Donovan Klingon. I mean, looking at kind of their stats this past year, I mean, the Hawks were the 11th best offense, 26th worst defense. I mean, in the defensively, they were 29th in defensive effective field goal percentage and 29th in how many shots that an opponent gets at the rim. And they've been 29th at the rim frequency 2 seasons in a row. And so I mean, they committed a lot of money to Quinn Snyder, and one of the things that Quinn was so successful with in Utah was having a dynamic offensive guard and then a defensive anchor. And so Klingon kind of, I think, checks all the boxes that could make an immediate impact, as well as give you more flexibility with Capella's expiring next year to be able to trade, flip that for maybe some assets or for some more win-ready wings. And so, I mean, I think Klingon is the best fit in terms of making an immediate impact and down the line where it can give Trey an effective roller again to the rim, and then an effective defensive anchor for Quinn Snyder to be able to build out his defense, because defense is where their offense was good. It's their defense is the thing that's held them back over the last year or two.
Keegan, we appreciate the insight. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Nice stuff.
Yep, no problem, guys.
Thanks, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.